your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Just wanted to get another view on where the state government's going now with this youth crime explosion. You heard this morning about this 17-year-old came down from Mareeba to Edmonton for the day. Nine houses. One individual 17-year-old broke into nine houses on Sunday. Nine cases of misery visited upon nine different families out there at Edmonton. And because he's 17, I think everyone's aware that nothing effective will be done to bring his reign of terror to an end. Now, it's right across the Cairns Post and across the Courier Mail today. It's under the heading here from the Courier Mail, Young Offenders on Country Programs to Expand. And people immediately think, oh, this is the state government embracing the reality now and creating a situation where space will be created between the predators and their prey. Don't get too excited. Madura McCormack wrote that young offenders would be made to stay at an out-of-town facility to undertake training programs and learn life skills under the state government's planned expansion of its on-country programs. The major expansion of the program will for the first time involve children staying on-site potentially for months. I won't go on with all the details of it here. It says that it's understood the sites for the new program will be out of cities and town centres, but can't be too remote due to the need to be able to recruit staff and ensure access to hospitals. Straight away, they're finding excuses not to do the whole job. It goes on to say the intensive on-country program will be exclusively for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children who are disproportionately represented within the youth justice system. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children make up 62% of kids in custody. But it says in the same paragraph, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids make up only 4.6% of the population. So these figures are interesting, but is the attitude of this government going to bring any sort of relief from this tidal wave of juvenile crime? Well, it's doubtful. I'm just looking at the Cairns Post version of the same article here. Completion rates in what's going on at the moment, the existing on-country programs in Townsville. Completion rates understood to have been low. The Courier Mail revealing that just 6 out of the 90 kids completed the program in Townsville. 6 out of 90. Martin Bell is on the line. Martin's been strong on this particular matter, getting these kids away, fundamentally putting space between predators and prey. He's Councillor Mackay Regional Council. Martin, good morning.
G'day, how you going, Tom?
You would have had a look at what the state government's proposing here. What are your thoughts?
Laughable. Quite frankly, that's all. Like, to be honest, okay, if you're going to put someone in a program, what penalty is there for not completing the program? So if there's no penalty for complete, you're giving them a penalty and they refuse to accept that penalty and then we just let them walk. Like, to me, anything should be behaviour dependent. So if you go to one of these places and you do your whatever period of time it is, but you're still not kicking goals as such, well, you stay there until such time as you are safe to re-enter society. Or society's safe from you. But I'll give you a little, this is not new. There's no, we don't even have to try and look into the future as to what could happen. We can look into the past. So Child Services had a couple of, or still have a couple of halfway houses down around our area. One of them was supposedly remote. So it's a couple of K's out of Serena, up a road. Two characters absconded. One was a hardened offender, one was a young lad in there for the first time. Hitchhiked into Serena because a lot of people pull up for a couple of young blokes walking along the road, stole a car, took off to Bowen, collided, and the habitual offender was hurt but survived. The other one was killed. So, you know, this, oh, we're going to move it out, but we're not going to move it too far out. Solves nothing. It's just an excuse. But until there's a penalty for not complying with your penalty, and this idea of, you know, being locked up as a last resort, it's an absolute joke. And look, they're using advertising ploys on us. You know, if you want to sell something, call it turbo or something like that. You know, something that would never have a turbo. Well, it's the same with this youth sentencing. Mm. We're increasing the maximum. People hear maximum, oh, that's great. No, you increase the minimum or a mandatory minimum.
Mm.
And that keeps them safe. So increasing the maximum, how does that work when judges are following the jail is a last resort principle? It doesn't. They're completely at odds with one another. And the power brokers are treating us as fools. And if we accept it, to be honest, we are fools.
Mm. Do you know, Martin, the other thing about this is I'll introduce this and it will be a rank failure, but they won't acknowledge that for at least a couple of years. And that's a couple of years more of absolute misery for the people of Queensland. We had a kid.
That's right.
We had a kid break into nine houses on Sunday. Just one bloke, 17 years of age, came down from Mareeba, nine houses one day. I said to the police officer, how can that be possible? Well, he just goes door to door. Everyone's away. If nobody's home, just break in. They don't have any trouble breaking in, these professional young thieves. But nine in one day, I mean, he'll go before the children's court at 17 years of age, possibly be out by the same on the same day or in a few days and be at it again. I mean, this
so
is...
So my question is, well, what has he done prior to those nine houses? 50?
Exactly.
60?
Exactly.
You know, look, you pick up the offenders. You isolate them from society. I don't care what you do with them. I've said before, give them a lollipop a day out there. I don't care. Isolate them from society.
Yes.
Two things.
Yes.
Society's safe, and that sort of behaviour doesn't get transferred to other young characters.
Mm.
So there's two things. There's keep society safe. Take them away. Isolate them. Then what we do with them, that's a completely separate question. Mm. At this point, I don't care what you do with them. I just think the good people that follow the rules, that uphold their social contract, deserve to be safe. And as you said, as I said, take the predators away.
Yes.
Like when police are scared to go to work because they're being hunted.
Yes.
How ridiculous is that?
Yes.
But what in what world is that even acceptable?
Exactly.
And who is responsible? I think it's a bit of everything. I think we blame politicians, and rightly so. We need to blame more. We've got to blame a little bit of the judiciary as well, because they're and I've had a bit of contact with it, their performance is abysmal.
Mm.
And then, to a certain extent, we've got to start blaming some police. Some are working hard, others couldn't care less.
Mm.
And you've got to be honest, like, look at the comments made by one of the applicants, or one of the ones they're saying was going to be an applicant for Carol's job.
Yes.
With regard to certain police that are on leave because they're being investigated for basically doing the right thing. And all we got from her was a bureaucrat response, bit of word salad. You know, so... if you get to that level of policing and you don't have some sort of definitive response, some sort of acknowledgement as to what is right and what is wrong,
yes,
and be willing to speak out about, and that's the problem, there's a culture in our police force of you don't let police speak out. They don't get to have a say.
Yeah.
They're just loyal foot soldiers, that's it. So if you're not listening to your coal face, you know, how are you going to know when the mine's going to collapse?
Mm. Always good to talk to you, Martin. I really appreciate it, your contribution. Martin Beller on the line there. He's these days a councillor at the Mackay Regional Council. Of course, you'll recognise the name too, is with his rugby league background, a former rugby league legend.